And this morning, we like to travel Michigan on Thursdays. We do that, of course, looking around at not just the northern part of the state, but primarily in the northern part where we can visit, but, of course, the entire state of Michigan, a great vacation location. And as we always check in with Dave Lorenz, who's coming to us this morning, I believe, from Sault Ste. Marie. Is that correct, Dave?
That is correct. I should be sounding the fog horn. It's awfully foggy, but it really fits Sault Ste. Marie to have fog. You can hear the freighters in the background actually, mm-hmm. Blowing their horns, and you can still see a bit, but it's very foggy. It's kind of cool, actually.
And you're telling me that the Sioux is enjoying a pretty good tourist season. That's good to hear.
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people around last night and the last couple of days. I've talked to people at the History of Life Museum up here that's doing a kind of grand opening at the new location, and they've been very happy. The Sioux Locks boat cruise people have been saying that we've had a lot of additional traffic, and just like we're hearing from other areas in the state, they're telling us that we're having increased out-of-state travel this year, which is all good news. We really want to encourage those out-of-state and international travelers to come and see what we have to enjoy year-round. Mm-hmm. We know that when they're here, they're going to have a great time, and they're going to spend money and retain and build jobs, and that's what it's all about.
So that we'll get to our destination here, Emmett County, in a second, but I do want to follow up on that then. So in this time of rough economy, at least statewide, we're seeing and you're seeing that we're getting more visitors, so tourism is up. Is that the gist of this?
Yeah, well, actually, we did the Lodging Association, the State Lodging Association, did a survey just recently, and they asked people around the state to let us know how they're doing, and certainly not everybody. I mean, there are certainly pockets of the state and attractions and hoteliers and such that aren't doing well here and there. But what we found is that maybe even surprisingly so, people are at least flat or up from previous year in business. That's great. But the really spectacular news is that we seem to be having many more people come from out of state. I mean, that's like an export. The more people you bring in here, that's all new money. It flows into the system. It helps keep people employed. And, people of all different, salary levels as well. It's not just the low-salary people that are supported by the travel industry. So mm-hmm. it's great for the state.
So if you're trying to connect some dots, the Pure Michigan campaign with Tim Allen seems to be paying dividends.
Seems to be so far, and it's just anecdotal at this point, but we'll get real data one of these days, and we'll be able to read that and let you all know how we did. So, so far, so good.
All right. So now we want to continue traveling Michigan, and this week we're stopping in Emmett County. Of course, I think people in northern Michigan are familiar with the Petoskey area and this beautiful Emmett County, but again, sometimes we forget the beautiful things that are maybe just a short half tank of gas right away.
Absolutely, and and that's all it really takes. It's just a quick little jump outside. Just keep your eyes open because you can see so many great things. For instance, just head up north on 31. Just the drive alone, you go through Charlevoix and then you get up along that Bay Harbor area into Petoskey. One of my favorite drives in the Lower Peninsula. Just spectacular view of the bay. Of course, the Bay Harbor community is just a very cool place to visit. Whether you're staying at that spectacular Renaissance property hotel or whether you're just checking out the shopping and the marina and the dining and all that, really worthwhile the trip if you only went to Bay Harbor. But I love downtown Petoskey, the Odawa Casino, the great food that you can have. Chandler's, for instance, a relatively new restaurant right downtown, is just spectacular. In downtown Petoskey. But then you'll want to check out, the historic Perry Hotel and Stafford's Hotel and some of the other really spectacular places there.
Yeah, and, one of the things I enjoy, of course, I think Petoskey is one of the most beautiful waterfronts in the state.
Mm-hmm.
But when you walk through the Bayview District, that area is just a fantastic spot. You take a step back in time.
You really do. You know what I often will do when I have travel writers from around the country and internationally? I'll go up to the Innet Bay Harbor. I'll park in the parking lot. We'll just walk through the front terrace of the Innet Bay Harbor. Of course, the folks at the front desk know me, but everybody can do this. I say hello, and I've got another group, and I just walk right through the lobby, through the back doors of the hotel that's on the bay. It is spectacular. Just I cannot do justice to the view. You know, you see this beautiful waterfront view, you know, beautiful grass, and then the stony beach and all that. But, you know, the people at Inlet Bay Harbor really do a spectacular job for their visitors, whether you're just walking through for a minute, whether you're staying overnight. I really recommend it. I know, you know, it's just a short drive away. You don't have to stay overnight, but it's great to get away even in your own backyard.
You bet. And, you know, the other thought I had is if you're a boater through the Emmett County area, you've got the Inland Waterway, and if you want to stay in your vehicle, you've got the beautiful Tunnel of Trees on M119.
Absolutely. I take that Tunnel of Trees either by bike or by car. I've done that many times. Just beautiful. Little towns might surprise you. Little places like Goodhart. Just a teeny little speck of a town, but it's really cool. It's like you're stepping back in time. Mm-hmm. If you kind of ask the people at the store there how to get to the old church on the water, just ask them. It's kind of behind the store. You go down there. There's a little beach you can go to that nobody else knows about. And walk down there. You can go into that historic old church and just visit that. Very neat to visit. And then, of course, as you continue on the Tunnel of Trees up north and then finally to the east, when you get out of the Tunnel of Trees, you get to Legs Restaurant, Polish-American food in a very peculiar setting. Beautiful, very up north Michigan type of restaurant.
Now, Dave, I don't even know if you're aware of this, but Lansing is also the home of the world's shortest swing bridge.
Oh, you know, I have heard that, but mm-hmm. but I don't know if I've actually driven over it.
It's right there. The party store there. Yeah. They go out, and if you honk like boaters honk their air horn, run out and they swing the bridge open, and it is the world's shortest. They once checked with the Department of Transportation, and there's only so many swing bridges, and many of them had been welded shut. But this one still swings. It is the world's shortest swing bridge.
I don't know if it's a walking bridge or a driving bridge. You know, I'm going to check it out because I drive through there all the time.
Yeah, it's both. As my memory serves me, you drive over it, you can walk over it, you can ride your bike over it.
It's a neat little town, too. A nice little bakery, nice everything. It's really cool.
Well, we're running short of time, but the Bay Harbor Art Fair is this weekend, along with the Little Traverse Bay Regatta. A Lansing River Fest is coming up, and, of course, Petoskey's Festival on the Bay. And tomorrow, I think, is Petoskey Sidewalk Sales. So lots of things to do in Emmett County.
Absolutely. Get out there and enjoy and do your research in advance. Just remember, your trip begins at Michigan.org.
Very good. And, Dave, tell everybody in Sault Ste. Marie we said hi.
We'll do it.